from GoDaddy.com. Your call may be monitored and recorded for quality assurance purposes. Need a host for your website? GoDaddy is one of the largest hosting companies in the world. GoDaddy offers state-of-the-art hosting plans at unbeatable prices, matched with live expert service and support 24 hours a day. At GoDaddy, we have a world-class data center, and unlike many of our competitors, we own, operate, and support our hosting services down to the last cable and disk. We have a hosting plan that's just right for you. So ask your representative about our great pricing for call-in customers only.
Thank you for calling customer support. This is Josh. Can I have your customer number or domain name, please?
Domain name is nectartech.com.
Just a couple of letters. Can you spell that out for me, please?
NECTARTECH.com.
Okay, and your name, sir?
My name is Mark Perkel.
Okay, and can I have you verify the last four digits of the credit card or the support PIN for this account?
I believe it's...
Okay, and what can I do for you today?
Well, you've suspended the account, and the account you suspended is the account for the entire data center. NectarTech is a large hosting company, and they had a problem with, you know, somebody who hacked into a system that was one of the customer systems that was sending out some spam. But, you know, it was customer's account. We shut it off. But what you did was you suspended the data center, and now hundreds of domains are offline because, you know, we are the name servers for all the domains, you know, that we host. This is a major mistake, and it needs to be fixed immediately. You've taken an entire data center down.
Okay.
It needs to be unsuspended right now.
Okay.
This is an emergency situation. You have taken down an entire data center.
Okay. Let me put you on hold for a second, sir, while I see what we can do about this, all right?
Okay.
Thank you. Thanks for holding. This is John.
Oh, John, I think I got shipped back to you again. This is Mark Perkel, and I'm still... Now, you know, I'm looking at your website here, and your website says, you know, 24/7 sales and report, you know, support. So,
right.
You know, this is 24...
support here, but abuse is not here.
Look, you know, you've taken...
office is not here.
Look, you've taken down an entire data center here, and
But you guys were nailed for either abuse or invalid contact information. I'm not sure what happened.
Well, whatever happened, I don't even care what happened.
Let me explain something to you. You need to contact either abuse@GoDaddy.com or the president@GoDaddy.com.
Look, I have...
My reps can help you. I can't help you. There's no one here that can help you.
Yeah, but your website says 24/7 support, you know, so
right,
that means that there has to be somebody here who can help me.
The abuse department is not here, sir.
Well, find whoever it is. I want the home telephone number for the president if necessary. But
I can't give out that information.
Do you have that information?
No, I do not.
I wouldn't
give it out if I did have it.
Okay,
that's like handing you my job.
But listen to me. You know, it's, when you're speaking about handing a job, you have taken an entire data center down. You know, there are...
Which was not our fault. That was...
No, it is not our fault. You screwed up and took down...
One of your customers screwed up, not me.
But you took down an entire data center.
Right.
You know, because somebody hacked into a customer's machine.
Okay, so is that our fault that your servers aren't secure?
It's your fault that you took down the domain name for the data center.
Okay, here's the deal. No,
I'm not here to argue about whose fault it is. I'm here to get this data center online. You have taken down a data center.
No one can get your data center back up tonight, sir. Nobody.
Okay, but you're saying here, because I'm looking at, you know, your GoDaddy website. I have emailed the president. I have emailed abuse. And I am now, you know, I've called a different number. I ended up with you again, you know. And you're
right.
Telling me that you can't.
My arrest report to me.
And you're telling me that you can't fix this.
Exactly. I can't fix it because the abuse department has control of your account. Nobody on the floor can fix it, sir.
There has to be somebody who can be called in an emergency situation. I do not believe that you don't have somebody that you can call in an emergency situation when you take down an entire data center.
Okay, do you mind if I place you on hold just for 1 second?
Okay.
Okay, sir, thank you for holding. I do apologize for that.
Okay.
I've called my boss. And he essentially told me the same thing that I've just told you. There's nothing that we can do for you tonight. Your only course of action at this time is either contact abuse at GoDaddy.com and the president's office, and that's it.
Okay, well, you know, be aware that the president of your company is going to become very aware of this, and he's going to find out that you left this entire data center offline, you and your boss. You know, can I have your boss's number? Let me talk to your boss.
I will not give that information out to you.
Okay, but
from this point on, too, if you're called back in, your call will be immediately transferred to me, and I will tell you the same exact thing.
Okay, but realize that you're going to be in the news about this.
Oh,
and how you handle this situation is going to be something that, you know, that people are going to be writing articles about in magazines.
Understandable. I explained the whole situation to my boss, and from what he's told me, I've handled the situation just professionally as I could.
Well, make sure your boss understands that you've taken an entire data center offline and you've left it offline.
I have told him that. And he said that your only course of action, since we are not in control of your account, would be to contact the abuse at GoDaddy.com.
Well, I emailed abuse, and I haven't got a response back. And you know, your website says 24/7 sales and support, and you're telling
sales
me that
and
you're
support.
And you're telling me
not,
that you're
okay.
You can't take it.
Sure.
You put a data center back online because nobody is there. That's not 24/7.
I have told you all that I've needed to tell you. At this point, I am now disconnecting this call because we're not going anywhere. You have a good night. Please
okay. Well, I've recorded the call, and it's going to be online.
That's fine.
Okay, it's fine with you, is it?
You do whatever you have to do, sir, and I do whatever I have to do.
Okay, well, this is what GoDaddy support is like. You've taken an entire data center offline. Okay, hung up on me.